USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump attorney Jay Sekulow says he was new to the Trump legal team when he said that President Trump was not involved in drafting the statement from Donald Trump Jr. on the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with the Russian attorney tied to the Kremlin. On ABC's This Week, Sekulow said he did not know the facts of the statement.
I had bad information at that time. I made a mistake in my statement. I've talked about that before. That happens when you have cases like this.
Sekulow also says if special counsel Robert Mueller were to subpoena Trump to testify in the Russia investigation, it would spark a legal battle that would go to the Supreme Court. An enthusiastic crowd greeted President Trump at a rally in a Cleveland suburb Saturday, the last special election before the midterms. Trump told the crowd they need a bigger majority of Republicans in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
11 children living in squalid conditions in a remote high desert compound in New Mexico have been rescued. Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogriff.
They were skinny, their ribs showed, they were in very poor hygiene, very scared, but they certainly warmed up to us, the police officers, the sheriff's deputies, once we had the situation under control.
The father, Siraj Wahaj, who was in possession of several weapons, was arrested on child abduction charges. A seventh person has died in the car fire that has been raging through Northern California for almost 2 weeks. A utility worker was killed in an accident Saturday while working in a remote part of Shasta County. Rosa Garcia returned from Oregon to find her home still standing.
We're just very blessed, very lucky, but you can't help but feel guilty because there's a lot of people that lost their homes.
Evacuation orders were lifted for some sections of Redding, California. Some residents returned after a week to find out if their homes escaped the flames. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says he disagrees with President Trump's critical tweets of the media.
It's not my point of view. You know, I see the media, the press every day in the Capitol walking through to my office to the floor. Lots of questions, generally really good questions.
The president this morning in a series of Twitter posts repeated his statement that members of the fake news media are the enemy of the people, saying they are very dangerous and sick. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells Fox News Sunday that President Trump has opened the door for North Korea's leader.
If the North Koreans can't figure out how to walk through it, even the president's fiercest critics will not be able to say it's because he didn't open it wide enough. We're going to have to see performance from the North Koreans. There's no question about it.
UFC President Dana White speaks to ESPN after an eventual UFC 227 at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, where Henry Cejudo shocked the world by upsetting Demetrius Johnson to snap Johnson's 13-fight win streak and claiming the UFC flyweight belt. White says he loves hearing Cejudo say he'll move up in weight to fight someone.
You never know what guys are going to say after they fight, but I can tell you this, fans love that. I love it, and you know, I guarantee you, when you hear a guy like Cejudo, you know, after just beating Demetrius Johnson, saying, I'll fight anybody, I'll move up and fight TJ too. That's what fans love, that's what fans want to hear. That's why Conor McGregor